When not done well, delegation can lead to confused, frustrated, demotivated staff, as well as failing to achieve the task to your satisfaction. So good reasons not to delegate. However, when done well, delegation motivates staff, develops them, and allows time for you to develop yourself. When first moving up the career ladder and starting to delegate, it can be quite tough learning to let go and giving someone else the opportunity to do the work you've become used to doing. After all, you may think you're the best person for the job and can do this more quickly and efficiently than anybody else. You're very much in your comfort zone. However, in order to develop yourself and continue to progress up the career ladder, you must take yourself out of your comfort zone and let go of the things that are holding you back. Consider the most senior person at work. This may be your boss, the managing director, or a senior partner in a firm of accountants. How much of the detailed work do they actually do? For example, in a firm of accountants, when was the last time you saw a partner carry out a stock take and complete the audit programme for this? Or when was the last time you saw your boss draft a detailed report and file all the background research that went to produce it? In my experience, the answer is never. This is because they did this when they were starting out on their careers, but their roles are now more strategic, dealing with higher level issues to win more work and deal with staff and client relationship issues. The point is that in order to progress up the career ladder and become the boss, you need to start delegating more work and to spend the time you save developing your other leadership skills.